to the book of Acts, Acts chapter 14. Acts chapter 14, and I'll be reading verses 21 to 28. And out of reverence to God, please stand as His word is read. Acts chapter 14, beginning in verse 21. After they had preached the gospel in that town and made many disciples, they returned to Lystra, to Iconium, and to Antioch, strengthening the disciples by encouraging them to continue in the faith and by telling them, "It is necessary to go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God." When they had appointed elders for them in every church and prayed with fasting, they committed them to the Lord in whom they had believed. They passed through Pisidia and came to Pamphylia. After they had spoken the word in Perga, they went down to Antalya. From there they sailed back to Antioch, where they had been committed to the grace of God for the work they had now completed. After they arrived and gathered the church together, they reported everything God had done with them and that He had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. And they spent a considerable time with the disciples. You may be seated. Wednesday, we were looking at verses 8 through 20 in Acts, and we looked at the situation in the city of Lystra. Lystra, they came into the city. There was a man that was lame that had not walked from birth. It gives us several different descriptions, and not that he had just recently sprained his ankle or something like that. It makes it clear he had never walked. And this man that had never walked was listening intently to the message that Paul was preaching. Paul looked at him and saw he had faith to be healed. We talked a little bit on Wednesday about, can people see your faith? One thing I do, I like that phrase that Dave Ramsey gives us. Excuse me. See, I'm glad I got my bottle of water. Dave Ramsey has this saying when they say, "How are you doing?" "Better than I deserve." Because he's pointing to the situation of what it could be like without faith in Jesus Christ. There are a lot worse things that could happen. For all eternity, we're either going to spend it in heaven or in hell based on our faith in Jesus Christ. Things could be a lot different. Do people see our faith in Jesus Christ when they look at us? Well, Paul saw the faith of this lame man and he said, "Get up." And the faith was seen. That guy go. He did go, "Well, I've never walked before. Well, I don't know how to get up. Well, I don't have strength in my legs." He didn't make excuses. He immediately jumped up. Now think about this for a minute. Have you ever seen a child learn to walk? They don't immediately jump up. They roll around, crawl around, drool a whole lot. But that's another issue. But then they'll pull up on things. Then when they take those first few steps, we're so excited. Lana has a video, you can see it, of our grandson running for his first few steps. His crawling was different than everybody else. He did not crawl on hands and knees. He crawled on hands and feet. You know, sort of like this way. It's the knees don't touch the ground, but he's still on all four. But he's on two now. Well, this lame man didn't have to learn to walk. Didn't have to have exercises for physical therapy to get his muscles strengthened. He immediately jumped up. And all the people in Lystra go, "Wow." And they start talking in their language. Now, if you've ever been around somebody that speaks a language you don't understand, it's, I'll use my Charlie Brown teacher illustration again. It's, and Charlie Brown goes, yes, ma'am. Okay, because Charlie Brown can understand teacher. Well, we are in that situation when we don't understand a language like Paul and Barnabas. The Lystrans are going, and Paul and Barnabas go, what are they talking about? And what the Lystrans are saying, are talking in Lystrans, say, these are the gods that have come down to walk among us. And Paul and Barnabas, when they find out what's happening, said they rip their clothes, which is a sign of sorrow and extreme distress, and say, no, we're just like you. We're just men. We have come to tell you a message from the living God. We're not God. We're giving you a message from God. And it's not like these gods that you worship. This is the God that made everything, made heaven, earth, and everything in them. We want to tell you about this God. Well, the people in Lystra who were going to offer sacrifices to them because they said their gods come down to man. Well, a little bit later, here comes people from Iconium and Pisidian Antioch, and they stir up the crowds. And the Lystrans, who were on one hand ready to sacrifice, make offerings to them as gods, Paul and Barnabas, now stone them, and they drag them outside the city and leave them for dead. What a fickle group of people. One moment, they're praising them as a God came to earth. Next minute, let's kill them. Well, Paul, as the believers are gathered around, gets up and walks back into town. And then he goes to Derbe. And that's where we pick up today. In Derbe, in verse 21, it says, after they had preached the gospel in that town, it doesn't mention the name town, Derbe again. You got to go back to verse 20 because that's where they went after Lystra. In Derbe, Paul is preaching the gospel and he's making disciples. Now, in Antioch, there was opposition such that Paul and Barnabas shook the dust off their feet and said, nobody's going to listen to us anymore. Those that have listened, there's no more opportunity here. And then they go to Iconium. In Iconium, there's opposition, but people are still listening. There's people that don't want to hear, but there's a bunch of people that do want to hear. So they spent a lot of time in Iconium. And then they went down to Lystra. In Lystra, they're the fickle group. Oh, let's praise them. Let's kill them. Praise them, kill them, praise them, kill them. And in Derbe, we don't have any incident. People were listening. There's no great opposition. When we tell people about Jesus, when we proclaim the gospel, sometimes we can get the Pisidian Antioch response. I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear. Or we can get the Iconium. I'm not so sure about this. Tell me more. Or we can get the Lystran. Yeah, I like that. No, I don't like it. Or we can get the Derbe response. Okay, I understand. And many are made disciples. There's different responses that people have to the gospel. And it's all their responsibility, not ours. It's not our responsibility to make people receptive. It is our responsibility to tell people. If there was a bridge over the next hill on the road you're driving on and you know the bridge is out, it is your responsibility to let people know the bridges out that are headed for that bridge. If they want to keep going, that's up to them. You've told them the bridge is out. Well, trying to be right with God on our own efforts is like trying to drive across a bridge that's broken. It's not going to accomplish what you think it's going to accomplish. Paul and Barnabas were telling the people the truth. In Derbe, they preached and they made disciples. Now it's time to go back home. Derbe is 160 miles from Paul's hometown. They started out at a town in Antioch of Syria on the other side of Tarsus, where Paul grew up. The easy thing to do would just go from Derbe to Tarsus to Antioch. That was an easy route. But God didn't have Paul and Barnabas go that way. Where did they go? They retraced their steps to those cities that they had been before. They went to Lystra, where you got the fickle followers. Yes, we'll believe. No, we won't. Kill them. Elevate them as God. Paul and Barnabas went back, and what did they do? They strengthened those believers in those communities. They told them to continue in the faith. What does that mean, continue in the faith? Continue trusting God. Now, if you've ever been on a roller coaster, and some of those that go way up and turn upside down, you got to have faith in that roller coaster designer that you're not going to fall out. And faith in that seatbelt or whatever harness they put you in, that you're not going to suddenly go flying out when you go to the top of the hill or down bottom or fall out. We need to have faith, if you will, in the roller coaster of life that we go through. Because there are going to be ups and downs. There are going to be good times and there's going to be bad times. Times when everything is real good and times when you're down low. Do you have faith that God is right there with you? There used to be a saying, God is my co-pilot. Well, it should be, God is my pilot. I'm just along for the ride. God knows how to direct us in places that we need to go. And he promises no matter what we go through, it's always for the good of him. No temptation has overtaken us, but such is common to man. And God is faithful. God is always there. 1 Corinthians 10:31. He will always be with us every step of the way. Sometimes we feel alone. That doesn't mean God's not there. It just means we feel alone. We can't go by feeling. You know, you can eat a candy bar and feel better. That doesn't make you better. Just gets chocolate on your mouth. You can say you feel better, but it doesn't change the situation. A lot of people look for false solutions, but we need to continue in the faith of trusting Jesus, especially when things get bad. And Paul went back through the churches, teaching them, reminding them to continue in the faith. And he promised them hardships are going to come. Anyone who wants to live a guided life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. There are going to be hardships. And Paul's example is that, yeah, I got this scar from Iconium. I got this scar from Antioch. I got this scar from Lystra. Matter of fact, I got to have Dr. Luke here with me to bandage me up all the time. There's going to be hardships. People are going to make fun of you because you have faith in what other people say they can't see. You have faith in God. And they'll laugh. When I was in Minnesota, that's a little north of Iowa, where Tommy is enjoying the the weather there. We had a governor, Jesse Ventura. When we're there, just my comment was, our governor is for entertainment purposes only, because he was a Jesse Ventura before he became governor was a wrestling guy, not Olympic style wrestling, go in the ring, dress up funny wrestling, and then he was an actor. But one of his sayings was, religion is for those that, I can't even remember the quote, he made fun of those who trust in God. Well, people are going to make fun of you. How can you trust in a God you can't see? I can trust in a God who I see the evidence of everywhere. How can you trust in oxygen? Now, unless you're in Los Angeles, you can't see the oxygen. Well, you see what's in the oxygen. But the air you're breathing right now, if there's no oxygen there, you're going to die. But that hasn't stopped anyone in this room from breathing. It hasn't stopped anyone that's not in this room from breathing. The oxygen is there. The wind is there. The rain is there, which we're finally getting this week. Now, I ask you not to complain to God that it's going to rain all week, because it's supposed to rain all week. Because people are saying, we need rain. So enjoy the rain God's bringing this week, because God gives us what we need when we need it. Sometimes we forget to thank God for what he's given us. Paul and Barnabas went back through all these cities, through Lystra, through Iconium, through Pisidian Antioch, where there had been persecution, when there had been opposition. But there had also been people that accepted the message. And he told them, trust in God. Don't stop trusting in God. There's going to be hardships. And then he appointed leaders in every church. Sometimes we need other people to encourage us. Keep your eyes on Jesus. There's a race in the Olympics called the marathon. 26 miles plus one lap around the stadium. Well, when you're running that, you might go, oh, this race is too hard. But the people that win keep their eye on the goal. There's a finish line up ahead. We need to remember as Christians, keep our eye on the finish line. Our finish line is heaven. We're just running the race right now. Somebody running a marathon doesn't go, oh, I'm so enjoying this ache in my muscles. I'm so enjoying this heat. I'm so enjoying all this pain. No. They run the race. Because what's coming next? What's coming next is heaven. It's going to be difficult during our race. God has promised that. Why is it difficult? Because we have a difficult job to do. Now, my new job teaching is teaching pre-Kers. 3- and 4-year-olds. And somebody showed me a neat picture that shows it. Take a bunch of kittens and try to line them all up in a row. Kittens go everywhere. You just keep putting them back. And that's trying to set a pattern for these children to help them through the rest of the school. It's a difficult job. But there's a goal. The goal is these children are educated in a way that they can think for themselves. They can understand that there are consequences to their action, that they can understand that if you have a question, you can find an answer. We have a much more important goal, a job for us to do, telling people how to be with us in heaven. People's lives depend on it. And so instead of going the easy way back to Antioch, Paul and Barnabas went back the way they'd come, the opposite way of where they were going. And they encouraged those that had made their commitment. Now, sometimes when you first make a decision for Jesus Christ, you don't understand all the little details. Anytime you start something new, you actually, as you do things, you learn more questions as you go. Well, Paul went back. These people that had been Christians now for a few months or years said, now this is what you do in this situation. This is what you do in this situation. Keep trusting God. He has the answer. And then they went down, it says, to the coast, down to Perga, and then to Pamphylia. So it's like they went down to through Montgomery County, down to Harris County, down to Houston. Houston would be like Perga. They preached the gospel there, and then went down to Galveston, Pamphylia, in that area, Antilia. That's the coastal port town. They traveled, say they were coming from Dallas. They came down, passed through Montgomery County, went down to Harris County, preached in Houston, and then went to Galveston to get the boat. I just saw on the news there's a new cruise terminal in Galveston. People are going to be going down there to get the boat. I don't think anybody's going to be sailing to Antioch in Syria, but they might. But Paul was getting a boat, going back to where he had started his missionary journey 2 years earlier. He went back to Antioch in Syria, and he told them all about what God had done. He said, God has opened a door. What does that mean? It means that God had given them an opportunity to show the Gentiles that salvation is by faith. Salvation is not by what we do. It's by what Jesus has already done. This pulpit is shaped like a cross. We've got a cross back behind the baptistry to remind us that Jesus has already died for our sins. Salvation is not by our effort. It's by the completed work of Jesus Christ. Wednesday, as we continue on and go into chapter 15, we're going to see that there are people that try to say you have to earn your salvation. You can't earn your salvation. It's too valuable. It costs too much. Only God can do it. If someone was to walk in the back door and say, I'm giving a new car to everybody in here, say, oh, I can't take that. You reach in your pocket, give them a dime, and say, oh, now I've earned a new car. No. Giving a dime for a new car that somebody's given you is just like trying to say, here, God, let me give you my good works. I've now earned salvation. God's forgiveness for our sin is so valuable that only God could do it. And that's what he was telling in Antioch, Syria, to the home church that sent him out 2 years earlier. God opened a door. We were able to show the Gentiles salvation is by faith. Faith alone in Christ alone. That's what saves us. Paul's going to spend another year or so there in Antioch and then go out again. Tell more people. Sunday and Wednesday, we meet together as a church to encourage one another, to give praises to God. But then we go out again to tell other people the message about Jesus Christ. And it's the same message that Paul was preaching. Salvation is only through what God has done. Faith in what God has done. We trust God. We are in his hands. He's the one that saves us. We need to remember that. And let's go and tell other people. If they listen, good. If they don't, we've told them. Some people will listen and then, I don't want to hear anymore. That was Antioch, and Pisidia. Some people will listen and want to hear more, but there are some people that are saying, no, no. But other people are listening in the midst of opposition. We tell those that will listen. You got some people that will accept it, then reject it. They're like that Lystra. Oh, yes, that sounds real good. Oh, no. Let's end this. And some are like Derby. They listen, and they become disciples. You will face people like that when you tell the message. It's up to you to tell, not to make them believe. That's God's job. God will show them the truth of your words if you're using God's word. Stand with me for our closing prayer. I'll be standing here at the end of the service. If you have any questions, how to get right with God, and maybe there's some other decision that you have a question about, I got all the answers. It's called the Bible. I don't have them all memorized. I'm still learning, as all of us should. But let us encourage one another, and then let us go out and tell other people how they too can get to heaven. There's plenty of room in heaven. There's not an overcrowded problem in heaven. God's made it big enough. Lord, thank you for all you've done for us. Thank you for the example of Paul and Barnabas teaching us how to recognize that salvation is by faith in you alone. How by looking at the example of Paul and Barnabas, we see that some people are going to be receptive, some people are not. Some people will be opposed to the truth. Some people are ready to hear. Lord, let us go out and find those that are ready to hear, and let us tell them the truth as you would pray in our situation. In Jesus' name, amen.